on wage inflation. I think the chairman tomorrow, Paul Sweeney, will talk about inflation.
Yeah.
And wages.
Yep.
And benefits.
That's exactly right. And it's perfect time to talk about the benefits and inflation because it's open enrollment for a lot of folks out there, including us here at Bloomberg, where we get to select, you know, some of the benefits and the health care and all that kind of stuff. And of course, employers want to keep those health care coverage costs down. And that's always kind of a ballet, if you will. Sarah Hansard, Bloomberg Law, joins us here. Sarah, talk to us about how employers are viewing health care coverage. I think like in 2022, it wasn't that big of an increase, but boy, yeah. There's inflation all around us, and I'm guessing that means inflation in healthcare coverage.
Right. Yeah, it turned out that 2022, the employer premiums didn't go up. They were pretty flat, but they're still, you know, over the last 5 years, they've gone up 20%, and it's for a family coverage, it's now close to $22,500, and workers pay about $6,100 of that.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's quite a bit. For 2023, they're trying to do things to, of course, keep their own costs low and also keep costs lower for employers.
Right.
For employees, such as a lot of them are offering low or no deductible plans, which is, that's a big thing because deductibles are over $1,700, so that's a big thing. And they're also trying to focus on lower income people too.
Sarah, back up, because the 22,000 number I think is stunning. My brain is 15,000, 17,000. Mm-hmm. What percent do we spend on medicine now? It used to be 12%, then it was 16%. What's that statistic now?
I'm not sure what it is for medicine. I know for overall healthcare,
it's
climbing in on 20%,
and it is 20%.
It is good. Yeah, out of the GDP,
yeah.
and it is going up for medicines also, and of course that's
no. I meant it as an amateur. You're talking as a pro. I'm talking as an idiot. But if we're spending $1 in $5 mm-hmm. on medicine, do you see? I mean, you own this, Sarah. You own the high ground on this. Do you see any evidence we can staunch healthcare inflation relative to the growth of our economy?
That's the $10 trillion question, or whatever we're spending now, $3-4 trillion. The biggest chunk of it is in the employer sector, because employers cover about 159 million people, and employers have been stymied because Bloomberg's not a healthcare company. You know, I mean, in all honesty, I'm not trying to just bash the health insurers, but I do think a lot of employers would like to see the health insurers step up and do more to help them control it. Hospital costs are your biggest chunk right there. That's about 35% of all spending. Then doctors are about 20, somewhere around 20%. And then the drug portion has been rising. That's like another 10%. So, you know, you've got the Inflation Reduction Act, where in 2026, Medicare will be negotiating drug prices, and we'll see what they can do. That's going to be complicated, but they're trying.
Yep.
They're trying. The transparency rules should help them. More of them are looking at, you know, let's see what we're paying the hospitals compared to what hospitals are charging.
Right.
You know, other employers.
So, Sarah, we've had some extreme wage inflation at the lower end mm-hmm. of the spectrum here. I mean, you know, it's whether it's Amazon effectively sets the minimum wage in this country, whether it's $18 or $20 or $25 mm-hmm. an hour. How about benefits for the hourly and low wage workers?
The benefits for low wage workers. For a company like Amazon, I'm sure they have health insurance. I know when I go to Starbucks, I ask them, and they all have health insurance.
Right.
So the big companies, you know, like Amazon and Starbucks, they are providing health insurance for their, you know, for their relatively low wage workers. I think it's like, you know, if you work for a whole lot of people in this company work for small companies that may not be required to provide health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. So they're sort of more in danger, but the uninsured rate has been going down. I think it's like around 8% now, which is down from where it was at one time. I think at one time it was up around 14% or something.
I got one final question. We could go on for like a million hours, and I'm lighting up with emails of people listening. Sarah, how long do we keep this shell game going? I mean, if we go 16, 17, 18, 19, 20% of GDP.
Yeah.
And I go back to talking to Uwe Reinhardt of Princeton on this a million years ago. Mm-hmm. How long can America keep this going?
Well, what people will say, what you're seeing is employers they're not throwing up their hands, but they still want to provide health insurance for their employees. But what they are saying is, look, you know, if hospitals and drug companies and doctors, too, some of them, if they won't get their costs down, the employers wanted to be brought in on the Inflation Reduction Act. A lot of the big employer groups did. And they couldn't get there because of the Senate budget rules. But, employers are saying, if Medicare negotiates lower rates for drugs, we want the benefit of the lower prices.
Okay.
So they're sort of pushing back now, like, either do something or, let the government do it.
Sarah, thank you so much. Sarah Hansard with us, Bloomberg Law.